Time to go down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Welcome in a gentleman who just signed a new two-year contract with the St. Louis Blues. Forward Steve Ott is with us right now. Steve, appreciate this. You're kind of in and out of service in Texas. Is that correct?
You know what? Actually, I'm up in Canada, outside of Windsor, Ontario.
Oh, okay, so you're kind of like you're out in the bush though, right?
Yeah, it's a little lake town outside of there, so sometimes this American cell phone doesn't work very good.
Well, if it cuts out, we'll make do. Appreciate you spending some time with us this afternoon. And I guess, first of all, congratulations on the new contract. How easy was it to sign back with the Blues?
You know what? It was really easy, and thank you, guys. What a great organization, and obviously a chance to win. And that's the most important thing as I continue to get older in my career. And to be stable and already have a feel for that team, it was definitely an easy signing, and I'm glad it all worked out.
Were the Blues always the plan, or were you looking at other options?
No, you know what? We had constant talks with the Blues. They were definitely on my first choice list, I could say, but we had to find a way to all make it work. And, you know, I had tremendous interest from some other clubs, and I'm really thankful for that opportunity that they called and displayed. And it just, you know, when it all came out and it all worked out the way that we wanted it to, it was a no-brainer for me to go back to St. Louis.
What was it about the Blues that made it so enticing? You mentioned the chance to win, but if you could expand on that, what about the Blues made it that they were your first choice?
Well, you know what? The first thing is that chance to win. Obviously, I thought the team was real close last year. I obviously got knocked out by Chicago. But, you know, and all in all, I thought if it was the same team going out of this year, we'd be that good and have this opportunity again. And then when you pick up Stassi and Lettner, and you bring those two guys in, and they're huge players, and it's just going to put this team over the top.
With Steve Ott, who signs a new two-year contract with the St. Louis Blues, he joins us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. So you mentioned that. You add two new faces. You had a hard-fought series in Chicago in round one. Just what is the excitement level for the coming season?
You know what? It's honestly, we're putting the pressure on ourselves. We expect to win. I know the club and every guy how hungry they are from the disappointment of the loss in the first round last year. And hopefully we can use that fire and create it, and hopefully we're playing long into June.
How hard fought was that series with Chicago?
It was. I mean, they're a tremendous hockey club, and they still are going to be for a lot of years to come, especially with those two guys signing and re-upping for so many years. But, you know, no excuses. Everybody's banged up, and there's obviously different situations and a lot of injuries. But, you know, it just kind of was a perfect storm of how it played out for us. Physicality-wise and everything else, and it just, you know, it was disheartening. It's never easy to lose the way we did, especially up, you know, the first two games, but, you know, hopefully it makes us stronger for the upcoming years here.
How, I mean, for you personally, to get back in and be playing playoff hockey again, how gratifying was that for you individually?
It meant the world to me. Like I said, it's the most important thing, and every single guy is playing for that chance at the Cup, and knowing last year that I had an opportunity, hopefully, to go deep in the playoffs, it didn't work out. Just to have that taste, that atmosphere again, is something I've always wanted to do and always, you know, loved to thrive. As a hockey player, we all want that feeling. And, you know, it truly was spectacular last year. And hopefully we get past that first round and drift a little bit further next year.
Sure does seem like that city gets behind their team in the postseason pretty darn well.
Absolutely, guys. You can see what they do with the St. Louis Cardinals, to say the least. And, you know, what they're going to do with us, it's the same thing. They're behind us. Our whole city's behind us. And when it pushes you forward, it just gives you that little bit of extra energy every single night.
Steve Ott's with us of the St. Louis Blues. Brand new two-year contract for him. Steve, you spent 10 years in the Dallas Stars organization before your first NHL trade sent you to Buffalo. And since then, you've seen two teams in 3 years. Has that been an adjustment for you?
You know what? It was a little bit of adjustment. I thought, you know, coming into Buffalo and being traded in the summer was a lot easier. Obviously, I was accustomed coming into training camp. Things were, you know, ran pretty smooth, and didn't have as much stress, I guess you can say, as coming into St. Louis like I did last year. You know, you're trying to fit in. You're trying to find a place, a role on the team, and it is a lot more challenging to come, you know, that last part of the season and come onto a good team that way and just try to find your way. And and that's something that I'm really looking forward to this summer. You know, I'm already accustomed with the team. It's going to be a lot easier just to walk in those doors and see all the guys and, you know, continue to play and push for my spot and my role.
It's part of the business, but it can't be easy, even from a logistics and lifestyle standpoint, to be traded at the deadline like that. You got to re-up everything and kind of you're adjusting on the fly, right?
You're absolutely right. I mean, that night I packed a suitcase and my wife was stuck at home packing up the house and you know, getting closing our rental out and bringing our dogs down or whatnot. So obviously a lot of family members had to fly down to Buffalo to help us move everything and whatnot. But you, all of a sudden, in one day, you upright your whole life and you continue to move on from there.
He is Steve Ott of the St. Louis Blues. Hey, when people talk about you now, a lot of the times they say veteran Steve Ott. And here you are. You're only 31 years of age. Do you feel like an NHL veteran?
I guess I do, because all these kids that are coming around are flying around, and there's some tremendous young talent in this league. So it makes you feel a little bit older. But just to know that you have to work extremely hard to hopefully match their talent and match their speed and their level is something that I pride myself on. So as I continue to get older, I guess I'm going to have to continue to work a little harder.
So you still feel like you've got a lot left in the tank, though, hey?
Absolutely, guys. I really do. I told my agent that. You know, it's something that I feel I have a lot of years in this league left, and I'm going to, you know, hopefully continue to prove myself in doing so.
Now that you are, and as you said, you feel like a veteran, how have you embraced the leadership side of that over the last number of years?
Well, you know what? I had some pretty good leaders from before with Darian Hatcher when I first started, and Mike Modano and Brendan Morrow for a lot of years as a captain in Dallas. And then, you know, getting the opportunity to wear an assistant captain in Dallas in my later years there. And then obviously being a captain myself in Buffalo. So, you know what? It's going out there every single night and you know, showing what needs to be done and playing the right way. And that's something that I've always prided myself on. And you're just trying to bring other guys into the battle and whatnot. If you do so, it's an easy task. And that's something that I've always prided on. And like I said, I had some great leaders beforehand, so it's easy to try to replicate those guys.
So when you go from being a captain in Buffalo to coming into St. Louis, and there's already a set leadership group there, what do you do? Do you kind of have to be more of a fly on the wall? Does it take some time for you to start being a voice in that room too?
Well, you know what? The guys kind of welcomed me easily into that dressing room. So they have a, you know, tremendous, strong core group already of leaders, and you just add any extra element as you can. There's no difference than adding Kirk Muller to our coaching staff, a guy that's played the game, another great leader. You add pieces, and you just kind of, you don't step on any toes by any means, but you continue to help. And you know what? I think every guy in the dressing room knows what you're there to do and help out, and that's the easiest thing, is to go in there and be welcomed and just try to be a part of the boys.
Just a few more with Steve Ott of the St. Louis Blues down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline. I don't know if this is a tough question to answer or what, but you know, you've been 12 years in the National Hockey League. If you were to go back to when you broke into this league and now here you are on your third team in St. Louis, how have you changed as a hockey player in those 12 years?
You know what? I think the responsibility of my game has changed. You know, I was probably more of an immature hockey player, taking, you know, dumb penalties at certain times, trying to play a more antagonistic role. And now I'm more focused on being a more versatile, complete player. And that's something that as you get older, you find ways to, you know, continue to improve your game. And I think it full-heartedly, it's changed for me. So I can play in different situations, if it's penalty kill, power play, and, you know, being responsible face-offs and such matter, instead of just running around with a chick, like a chicken with your head cut off. So, you know, my game's completely changed over the years and evolved, and, you know, I'm just looking for another big season and jumping in this lineup.
Do you still embrace being that antagonist every once in a while, though?
You know what? I do love to be hard to play against, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's changed in the sense that I don't really, you know, need to be going after those type of guys, but playing hard against top-end guys. And but that's where you get your minutes on the ice. So, you know what? I'll always be that, and I'll always be hard to play against, and that's not going to change.
Final Final thought for you. Here in Calgary, when Jerome Iginla was a Flame and you were a member of the Stars, it was always fun to kind of play up the rivalry that you two had on the ice against one another. It was always really good theater. Now he's in your division. He plays with Colorado. You're in St. Louis. Like, are you excited to maybe renew that rivalry a little bit?
Well, I'm sure we'll be going hard at each other. I mean, I totally respect Jerome Iginla. I think he's a heck of a hockey player, obviously, and he plays a physical game as well. So you know what? You add that mixture with my mixture, and usually sparks fly a little bit, and that's what's happened in the past. And I'm sure it'll continue to do so because of especially the rivalry between Colorado and St. Louis being two top teams in the division last year. I'm expecting the same thing this year.
Hey, Steve, I really appreciate this. Thank you so much for spending some time from your lake house. So thanks for taking some time out of what's supposed to be a relaxing day to spend some time with us. And good luck next season in St. Louis. Congrats on the new contract.
I appreciate it, guys, and enjoy that stampede.
We will indeed. There is Steve Ott of the St. Louis Blues. He signs a brand new 2-year contract yesterday with the team and joins us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline.